Blog Talk Radio.
Get that money, keep that power, no, they not the same thing. Money can't be anybody to somebody that nobody when it come to power, super small and maintained. Money make them do it cause of what you give to it. Power make them do it cause you told them to do it. Money make you fly, power never die, don't know why. Money can't be lost, power never need an alibi. But the good in the champagne, power in my pride, power my last name.
If I don't know nothing, I know this paper bigger than the world, stepping over skyscrapers. If I don't know nothing, one thing I know, power over money, man, and that's just how it goes. If you know like I know, you can feel the power. Even if the company was built from powder, girls kissing on the couch, women in the shower. Surround myself with kings, you can keep the cowards. Every time I reminisce, I'm repping different bitches. Blood is thicker than water, but BS is the thickest. Look, the chain around my neck, tell my life story. Born into the money, but will die for glory. Get ready for the takeover, that facelift and that makeover. That case that I break open, that great fifth like Beethoven. If you wanna get it poppin', I can be in the team. 34 in a rocket, cause Hakeem's the dream.
What? They don't get it.
Ooh, we're making moves. You only do it when my power lets you do. You see that money isn't there. Come to power, can only be one kid.
Said if I don't know, hey.
Edition of a special show. This is mainly talk about the review of the Milwaukee Bucks. So, although they didn't make it to the playoffs, but they had some interesting things happen during the season, which probably some people, you know, they fail to realize. So, what more can you say? Is like they beat at least one time all the teams in the Central Division, so they at least beat them once. They was the first team to defeat the Golden State Warriors to give them their first loss. And you can add that on to there. Giannis had like 5 triple-doubles in the season within the span like of a 2-month period. So it's a lot to celebrate. Although they didn't make it to the playoffs, they ended up in a 33-49 record. I also went to their last game of the season yesterday, and I know they were trying to light pack it, but not saying it was a lot of people there, but all the seats wasn't filled. It was like scattered. Like some people were sitting like no seats. There was an empty seat next to me, and it was just one of those things that it was like a lot of people kind of scattered, but they didn't do enough of what they can do. As some of y'all probably know about yesterday, if y'all was paying attention to the news in the Milwaukee area, that they came to an agreement on a 30-year lease, and plus it's like a penalty if, like, the team leaves the city and the state early. So they'd be paying out of, I think, $500 million if the team leaves early.
No, it's $500 million that is going to be paid in rent over 30 years.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying that they also said something. Is I think it was $200 million that if the team leaves early.
Yeah, but they can't leave. That was the whole point, because the city and that has made down a contract with the NBA as well. So it's not just the team can't leave. The NBA is contracted with the city to have an NBA team here.
Yeah.
So the Bucks could go, but the NBA has to have a team here.
Oh.
That's what the whole thing was. Exactly.
That's why
they
signed
a 30-year lease. You're not
going to
sign a 30-year lease if you think that you're
going to
up and leave in 10 years.
Which does kind of make sense. It's like, why would you leave here? It's like a lot of improvements and stuff going on. And also, they did have an official date for the groundbreaking, which would be June 18th. They're making like a big block party out of it. Yesterday they was giving out like VIP tickets to people. It's mainly like you get a ticket for like a free soda and something else. So it's
into the VIP thing.
Yeah. So
put some damn clothes on, fool.
She's sick of your muscles.
Yeah.
Ignore her. Well, anyway, so, like, that's going to happen. And plus, they're talking about June and July. They're going to get, like, the rest of the stuff going on with the training facility was supposed to be done within a year. The parking facility that's supposed to be done within the year. So they got some stuff they're working on. They're currently doing, like, the sword in, and, like, underneath, like, the other places and things like that. But for, like, the area where, like, the arena is going to be at, they still got, like, two, like, small buildings that they got to knock down for them to do that. And plus, like, on the side of the Bradley Center, I saw this morning, I don't know what they was. It looked like they was building something, but I cannot tell what it was. But anyways, so the arena is supposed to be ready within the 2018-2019 season. And now we know when they're going to demolish the Bradley Center, which is, although it's going to be cold when they do it, but I'll be with some hot chocolate and just sitting there with my mittens, just have like a lawn chair, just be like,
hey, we've got the garden chairs already. So
yeah.
We've got to hold that one, so we're good on this. I've got a couple of travel mugs in the kitchen, so we're good for tea and hot chocolate. We're set. And we've got a thick coat.
Yes, we do. So they were saying sometime January 2019 they're going to demolish the Bradley Center, like months after the arena has been opened. So this would be kind of interesting if, like, the Bradley Center would have some last-minute, like, shows and stuff going on, or both end up being busy at the same time between the period of when they had their first show in the new arena through when they're going to demolish the Bradley Center, because this is going to be very interesting. I know there was more to talk about. I read earlier today about, although all the draft picks is set, but you know they got from like 1 to 14 that they got to do the lottery thing with them. And I just don't get when people all they're talking about, they should change, they should just lose their all their games on purpose. I'm like, just to get a better seat in the lottery, I'm like, it won't make a difference. They still will have to go through the lottery drawing just to see who gets what. It's just kind of stupid for somebody just to, you know, lose games on purpose. It's stupid. Like, I got in an argument with somebody about it, talk about, it's a better chance to get a draft pick. And I was like, you can't depend on a draft pick just for thinking that it's going to change the dynamic of the team. That's impossible. If that was the case, you know, everybody that gets like a draft pick would be making it to the playoffs. It's like you only got room for like 16 teams, A in the East, A in the West, to make it to the playoffs. Although the Bucks got, they got a first round pick and they got 2 second round picks. I think it's 34th and the 39th pick that they have coming up in this draft. So they probably will have some options. I don't know if, but in my opinion, I think they should trade away their draft picks and try to, like, add some veterans or whatever.
Yeah, but the other thing is that you don't know what deals they're doing behind the scenes right now and who they're talking to and such, like, because you know that's all going on all the time.
Right. So mainly, you know, when they start, like, the free agency, it'll be the first week of July. The draft that they pick from 1 to 14 will be sometime next month. And the actual draft will be, I think it'll be the week, a few days after the NBA Finals. So I don't know if, like, they're going to do, like, a big party for their draft pick or whatever, but we will see. Only time can tell. So my grade for the Bucks this year, it would have to be like a C minus. And my reason for the grade for a C minus is because
the NBA draft starts June 23rd.
Oh, June 23rd. Okay.
Just
pointing out there, June 23rd. So who knows if the, you know, Bradley Center or the Bucks are going to a party or whatnot. But anyways, their defense and their whoever their defense assistant coach is, he needs to be fired. Because, like, they more worried about trying to guard the paint than trying to guard the three. You make more, you get more points while you're shooting the three than worry about somebody guarding, like, scoring in the paint. But they did lead the league in points in the paint. But it's just their defense, and they cannot shoot a three worth a lick, and that's just something they got to work at. It seemed like about the last few minutes, like Jabari Parker and Giannis were working on their threes and stuff, and Rashawn Vaughn is coming his way to trying to make threes. But really need to make some moves and see what they do. So I'm probably going to be back on here, like, after they do the draft pick, like, who's going to be listed from 1 to 14. So after that, I will be back on here just to talk about the draft and just see who they should get or what should they do. I already know what they should do, but we'll just see. Only time will tell. So hopefully y'all enjoy this show, and see you next time.